And might I also propose that Keats's line, music heard is sweet, music unheard is sweeter.
That's right. Well, that's a very good example of it, isn't it?
Does it also indicate an interest in pure sound that maybe is quite unique to him at this point?
Yes. And I think that Schumann's interest in pure sound, as you say, in pure sonority, and what can be done with veils of sound, veils being withdrawn or veils being added, had a great influence on the later French school, who were, I'm sure, very strongly influenced by Schumann in that regard, as in many others.